Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Porcupine Creek fire contained after burning more than 2,500 acres near Wright. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Fire crews have stopped the forward progress of the Porcupine Creek fire in southern Campbell County. According to the Campbell County Fire Department Facebook page, they say the fire burned approximately 2,542 acres before firefighters were able to contain its spread. As of Monday night, crews were on scene to cool hot spots and reinforce fire lines to prevent flare-ups. Authorities say no structures were lost during the incident. Emergency managers credit the quick response and the availability of heavy equipment for helping crews establish fire lines early and slow the fire's advance. Multiple agencies assisted in the response, including the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, Dispatch, Sheriff's Deputies, Campbell County Road and Bridge, Town of Wright Resources and Equipment, Wright Emergency Management, as well as local companies and residents who provided heavy equipment. Officials say Highway 387 has now fully reopened and the set evacuation status for nearby areas has been lifted. Fire crews will continue monitoring the burn area as mop-up operations continue. Oil prices spike after Strait of Hormuz disruption, what it could mean for Wyoming energy. Oil prices are surging after a major disruption to global energy shipments in the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most important oil choke points. According to Cowboy State Daily, crude prices briefly jumped above $119 per barrel on Monday, the highest level since 2022, as tensions in the Middle East disrupted tanker traffic through the narrow shipping lane used by many Persian Gulf oil exporters. But markets have been volatile. As of Tuesday morning, West Texas Intermediate crude is trading around $88 to $89 per barrel, while Brent crude sits around $91 to $92 after easing from the earlier spike. Industry leaders say the price jump may not immediately translate into more drilling in Wyoming. The Petroleum Association of Wyoming says companies usually want to see stable prices around $80 per barrel before significantly expanding development. Experts say the short-term spike could boost revenue for existing producers and state tax collections, but sustained volatility could also ripple through the broader economy, raising fuel costs, shipping expenses, and ultimately consumer prices. For now, analysts say the situation remains highly uncertain as global markets watch developments in the Middle East and shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.